You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast with your hosts, Albany and Dre.
What's going on, everybody? This is the Togetherness Podcast. And we are your hosts, Albany and Dre. Now, I know I said I wasn't going to be on for a couple of weeks. However, I felt that I needed to come off the hiatus just for a little bit to talk about what we're going to talk about today. This is a very interesting topic. It's going to be a very interesting discussion, and I think it's necessary and needs to be had. But before we do all that, we have some house cleaning things that we need to do. So before I start, I'm going to turn you over to my lovely co-host, Miss Albany. She can tell you a little bit about herself.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Albany. I am the relationship coach and author, and I am a woman that has gone through so many fears in my life. And I went on this journey as I struggled through relationships, and I went to this place where I wanted to figure out how to build the foundational pieces to create a loving, healthy, lasting relationship. And through my journey, I just discovered that it takes work, and it takes continuous work. And sometimes the work that we do, we have to live, and we learn through our own personal experiences. And every experience is different from somebody else. So I just thank you. You can always find me here on social media at Albany Riggins on Instagram and Albany Riggins on Facebook. And now we're here on this platform, Get Vocal. So I just ask you all to join us every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time for the two.
The Togetherness Podcast, yes. And I am the co-host, Dre. I don't pretend to be a marriage guru or a relationship guru, marriage expert. I'm a guy who had a failed marriage, who went to school, got his master's in marriage and family counseling, and want to be able to share the information that I learned and to help couples in hopes that will be able to salvage and save and develop and strengthen their marriages. That's what we're all about with the Togetherness Podcast. That's why it's called the Togetherness Podcast, because it's the two coming together to become one. So that's what this is all about. And Albany was telling you guys, there's a couple of ways that you can watch us on Get Vocal, on YouTube, on Facebook, and on and if you're listening afterwards, and we're still working that out, how you can listen to the podcast even afterwards through either Spotify or Anchor or any other major podcasting platforms out there. That's what we want to be able to have this out there for you guys. But yeah, I did have to come out of my time away from the Togetherness Podcast to talk about this, because it's a very important topic, and I think it's something that that should be talked about. I'm not sure if women out there and men out there feel this way, but Aisha Curry has been making some waves on the internet, social media, YouTube, the news. Aisha Curry is the name that everyone is talking about right now. It's because she was recently, about a week ago, on the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett and her daughter and her her mother. And on the show, she was open and revealed a couple of things about being, I guess, a basketball player's wife. And mind you, if you don't know who Stephen Curry is, if you have been under a rock for the past couple of years, let me explain to you who Steph Curry is. Steph Curry is probably the best shooter right now in the NBA. He is a two-time MVP of the league. He plays for the champion Golden State Warriors. He is a phenomenal basketball player. He is also a practicing Christian, him and his wife, Aisha Curry. Aisha Curry is, she's not shy about sharing her faith and telling people that she's a believer in Christ and living that way, which is also going to be something that we're going to discuss. But Steph Curry is a big deal. and she's married to Steph Curry. And we all know, and it's not a secret, how basketball players have succumbed to the lust of the road, where women, and I really don't like the term groupies, and I'm not going to use that term groupies. I'm not, even though by definition that's what it is. I just don't want to subject women to being a part of that category. But there are women out there that are starstruck by men who, well, there are women out there that are struck by men over 6 feet, handsome, and have money anyway. But when you are over 6 feet, handsome, got money, famous, you know, play a sport, athletic, it takes up the level of attraction even more, right? And Steph Curry is probably in a situation where a lot of women are throwing themselves at him, and Ayesha Curry understands that. She didn't say anything that she's worried about it. She said, in fact, she's not worried about it. But then she said that my husband's getting all this attention, but I sort of wish that, you know, I was able to get that kind of attention too. And today we want to talk about, is it okay, or should married couples seek validation for their sexiness outside of the marriage? Ah, Albany, what are your thoughts?
Well, Andre, I'm just going to say it like this. I absolutely think that that is a big problem. And I don't think that women should think that. I think that it's a, he's laughing, but I think so, that.
Just let you guys know, my cousin Jackie just hopped on the phone.
I think that as a person, it doesn't matter what other people, how they see you. It's about how you see yourself first. I think that's the most important part that as individuals really need to get. I think if we can get to that place where we're confident, totally confident in who we are, I think we can show up better in our relationships and feel more confident in the relationships as well.
It's
hello, people.
Yeah. How you doing, Jackie?
Yeah. Appreciate y'all both responding to me. It really did frustrate me yesterday. I'm not going to keep this. I'm still at work, so I'm going to throw my little 2 cents in. But what frustrated me more so yesterday, a lot of the comments I was getting a backlash were mainly from single women. That was the first thing that kind of got my blood boiling. Some people did say you need... a woman only needs validation from God. Understood that. My response was, God placed the husband in this person's life to give her all that validation she needed. But the main thing was, women were arguing that men don't understand the chemical and physical and emotional changes a woman goes through, especially after being pregnant and having several pregnancies. What I told people is, one, your man, your husband should be doing everything. And I heard you mention that she didn't say nothing bad about Steph. So, but we don't know whether he's doing it or not. If he's doing it and she still needs more, that's a problem they need to deal with together. Yeah. If they're not doing it, where she mentioned that when he doesn't introduce her to people, she mentioned it, he corrected it. So I feel if she was to say this to him, he would make some changes. You know, it's the playoffs, he's a basketball player, he gets distracted, you know. My mother made a good point saying that she's in the shadow of him, and then next is her kids. She probably needs her me time, you know, to get herself back. But an argument I tell people, men look at stuff logically, literally. She literally said, I need more male attention. I have a wife, that's a mother, that's a nurse, PPD, all that stuff. She embeds it in me, what she goes through. So I can see the figurative side, emotional side of what she could be going through, but is what she literally said. So a lot of the arguments, I wish I could have sent you a lot of the messages, but it was so much going on. And I had to tell people, it's about how she said it. There's a way she could have said it, but she openly just opened the door for men that don't care about women's marriages to approach you and give you that attention. This is he's getting attention. It's probably not all good attention. She might start getting that unwanted attention. Nothing wrong with getting a compliment. There's nothing wrong with having somebody notice you. My wife goes out, she gets noticed all the time. I'm not mad at that. She tells me about it. But if my wife comes back and says, you know, these guys are complimenting me and they hook it, they trying to holler at me, and she's giving them that attention, I'm gonna check myself first, make sure I'm happy at home, and then I'm gonna say, okay, what do we need to do? My wife doesn't go out and directly look for it, but she indirectly likes compliments. But she said, it don't matter what other people say about me. If my husband is not saying it, then there's a problem. I've lost weight. People compliment me. Cool. If my wife doesn't notice it, I need to keep losing. My dad said you should always be in the eye of your wife. Steph, Aisha should always be in the eye of her husband. If she gets compliments from other people, cool. And I noticed that Jada and her mother jumped in quickly to say, hey, wait up. Your radar is off. For the past 10 years, you haven't noticed it because you didn't need to notice it. Because I can only safely assume that everything at home is being taken care of. Unless she, like I said, she didn't mention home. I'm going to safely assume. And then Jada said, girl, you're beautiful. Don't doubt for one minute that a man isn't checking you out. Maybe people do respect their marriage. So all these women that's coming at the men saying, y'all don't understand. No, we looking at it. Some don't. Some do. But we look at the literal message she just gave. My man is not satisfying me. I need more attention. That's the literal response. So she opened the door for toxicity to come in. And I need women and men too, to understand that men are not going to understand postpartum depression. We don't always see and notice the changes a woman goes through, or the change that we see is nothing to us. And if you don't voice it to us, we won't know that. You might gain a little weight. Man, you can't say too much about a woman's weight without getting stabbed. We're going to say you're beautiful. While you might feel, my weight has changed me, we still see the beauty in you. So, but if what I'm saying is not enough to validate you and you need to step out, we got some issues we need to resolve. So she could have said it differently. And that's the thing, but nothing wrong with compliments. I don't want to say nothing wrong with compliments, nothing wrong with attention, as long as it's about how you engage it, how you entertain it, how you respond back to it.
I agree. Let me just get some comments. First, I want to thank a few people that's in the room. Shannon, Steven, there's a guest in the room, and Get Vocal, Marisol, and everybody watching on Facebook. You guys had a couple of comments. If you guys don't mind, I want to read some of it. Lou says, hey, y'all. Shannon says, hey, y'all. She's always in two places at once. Does he buy me tacos? I'm starstruck by those. Shannon S. and her tacos. Hey, Larita. I don't believe so. Hey, Adam. Lou's right. It shouldn't be necessary for anyone but your spouse to find you attractive. So this is a huge discussion and a big topic that we got to unpack and discuss. And I think that you brought some very good points up, Jackie. Wow. Very good points. When you're in a marriage, when I saw the interview, and I was trying to be understanding of how she was feeling, but also thinking, well, you're married, right? And let's be perfectly honest with you, right? The average dude probably would think to themselves, I probably don't have a shot with her. That's one, because she's married to a very high profile figure, right?
Right, right.
Who's not bad looking himself, right? He's a good looking, dude. And one thing that she's been proud of is her faith. Now, let's be perfectly honest. And fellas, if you're watching, leave a comment. Ladies, let me know if you agree. You can agree. And Albany, I'm going to ask you to respond to this afterwards, right? Okay. If a man sees a woman who's married, right, who is extremely devoted to her family, which she definitely promotes, she's also devoted to God, which she promotes. There's not one guy that I know of that's going to try to slide in her DMs or give her a slight compliment or a slight comment, because she already promotes that she loves God, she loves her husband, she loves her family. So it pretty much seems like she's not going to try to ruin that. And guys, if they are going to try, they're trying because they are already confident enough to think that they may have a shot of getting involved without having, any kind of commitment to it. But what do you think, Albany?
I think that her positioning is very good for her to already have that that place for herself. However, I do feel like, because you made a statement about where she is, her husband, people knowing her husband, But let's go for those people that don't even really know who she is. There are people that may not even know who she is. So yeah. there's a problem if they don't really know who she is. Everybody that sees her may not know that she's Steph Curry's wife. So it's just I think that it's just something that I don't really think that she really understands that is. She may be looking at it from a point of view of who she is, but she's living in the shadows of Steph Curry. So the things that she's experiencing for herself are really, is probably some of the things that you say. I think that sometimes we have to understand that we put off things and we allow ourselves to not really see the things that's really happening around for her placement. And you know, we're not able to see that, okay, someone has given some attention to me or someone has shown some attraction, and she's in a place where she's really sold out to her family. So I don't know, maybe those things have happened and she doesn't realize they're happening. Yeah. She's not in a place that she actually sees that they're happening.
Yeah. And that's what her mother said, your radar is off. Mm-hmm. So she said
no, that was Steph's mother.
No, yeah, stepmother. Well, it's her mother too. It's her mother too, stepmother. But as soon as she said that, she said, "Your radar is off." Jada jumped back in, so they caught on to it immediately. I'm gonna say that immediately. That hey, you're good. 10 years, you haven't noticed it because you didn't need to notice it.
Exactly.
Yeah, like my mother pointed out, like you said, she's in the shadow. She's I don't know much about her, but she's a 5-star chef. She has her own life, but I think she mentioned before. She felt if she started doing certain things, she would take away from Steph and her kids. So she knows where she's at. And then she is realizing that she hasn't done, I guess, maybe more for herself. Though I said, my mother said it, and I feel it's true. Maybe she needs that me time real quick. You know, drop the kids off. Hey, Steph, you going to go play? Let me go do something for myself. I'm pretty sure if you do your spa day, do your makeup thing, whatever, go shopping, you come out, somebody going to notice you. Like you said, maybe everybody like me. If I saw her in the street, I wouldn't know who she is. I don't give too many compliments, but somebody will walk up, hey, why you look nice? Oh, wow. Who are you? And then, oh, yeah, I'm such and such. Hey, but I'm married. She got the compliment. She didn't entertain it. She acknowledged it. You keep it moving. If that's what she wants, she could get that, but now it's going to happen a different way.
I agree. Yeah.
Now, it's different now. So.
Well, Shannon says on Facebook, but her expressing her insecurity isn't necessarily a permission for validation of. I think we as the audience can interpret her statement without any additional follow-up in many ways, which may be unfair to her. So I will say this, Shannon, and I agree. And I'm not passing judgment on Aisha Curry at all. So that's not what the conversation is about. The conversation really is about like that snippet that she said, but what she said, not who she is. And that's, you know, seeking to know that you're still sexy to other people. You know? So I think that that's what we really want to talk about and discuss. And is that okay?
I wanted to go back to the place where she said that she admitted there was a problem, that some things brought on some insecurity that she had.
Yeah.
I don't think that she's really insecure about herself. To a certain point, I think what is really going on behind the scenes underneath all of this is that she's married to this NBA player. He has all of this fame and all this stuff going on. And she said all the women that are around her husband, she said in her mind, it brings some insecurities. And it started making her question, because she's trying to compare herself to the life that her husband have. And he's had so much fame and celebrity. You know, he's a bigger celebrity than she is, versus her life and how the men approach her. But she has to remember that the things that she's experiencing with the women, because she made a statement about a woman has said, you know what you're signed, you knew what you were signed up for. I think what happened is that a lot of this stuff that she's experiencing, what she's feeling about the insecurity, or saying to herself, well, what's wrong with me? Is something wrong with me? She started saying that's some of the questions that she started having. I think it's just because of the experience. There has been some type of experience that she's had in her relationship when it comes to the women and all the, you know, the livelihood that her husband is getting, the attention and stuff that is drawn to her husband. And while she's standing there with him, she doesn't feel validated. I think that some of that is probably some of the attention that he's getting from these women. I think it make her question her ability to satisfy, maybe even to feel good as a woman, because I can believe that she's probably seeing all women from all forms and shapes and everything that makes her question, like, could my husband be attracted to some of these women? And then when she's not getting that in return, I think that she's probably just feeling a certain kind of way because she's really trying to compare herself to what her husband is getting. And I think that that's something that she doesn't need to do.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, before you respond, let me just read this comment on Facebook. Shanita says, part of her insecurities, I believe, is due to him lacking in the adoration department directly coming from her husband. So that could be a very valid point also.
Right.
Yeah, Jackie, I'm sorry.
I would say this, I'm going to go lock my doors. Like I said, we don't know what's going on in the household. Of course, that's one thing she didn't let us into, might have saying the one thing about introducing her. He's very friendly. I learned that you could smile a certain way at a person when they say hi to you, and your spouse might pick that up and be like, wait, why did you smile at that? You can look at your phone and somebody can send you a message and they notice certain reactions you have, and a woman will question that. And I understand where the insecurities could be, and there is a stigma where athletes, male athletes, fall into different scandals with women. Mm-hmm. So you don't gain a little weight. You had three kids. Are you still sexy? Are you still beautiful? All these women that come around, like you said, they're smaller, however their body is. You're seeing that. He might have smiled a certain way to one, was extra happy when he took a picture with another one. We don't know what all, but she needs to see him. And I'm pretty sure based on the other, he will adjust to it. I feel he will. He's always portrayed family. He's always shown uplift. So I feel that's a conversation that they could have.
Yeah.
She with women, all the women understood it, ins and outs of different ways to interpret it. But she got us men, we're not going to see everything. Women, we're ignorant to a lot of stuff. I'm thankful for my wife, that's also a nurse, and she drills it into me. She loves women's health, and she drills women's health into me. If I say something or I make a insensitive comment, she lets me know. A lot of men don't have that advantage I feel like I have to understand the chemical imbalances and the physical changes a woman goes through. A lot of stuff that happened to my wife, I didn't know. I learned later on that she tell me, and something she did expect me to know, but I'm willing to learn. So for the men out there, if you are married, there's a lot that we need to know, a lot that we don't see that goes on with a woman. Have that talk with your wife and just make sure she's all right. Because some put on a good mask, because women do hold a lot from being the life giver, the support to their husband. They hold on a lot. They don't say it at all. They keep on a good mask. But fellas, check on your wife. The book of Miles Monroe says, if a man wants to see how good he is as a man, judge himself, he look at his mirror. His mirror is his wife. Make sure your mirror is always looking good. I'm going to try to snap back on y'all before y'all get off. If not, hey, thanks for your time. I'm running all right, behind
Chris.
The
schedule. All right.
All right, go ahead, Chris. I'll talk to you later.
Yep.
All right.
I think,
yeah.
We had
great points.
Yes. Good.
I just want to read Shannon's post on Facebook. She mentioned how sometimes she didn't like being leveled off to those other women. Mm-hmm. We all have had our hangups and insecurities and differences. She shared hers on the Red Table Talk. And I think that she was brave for doing that. So let me just get this out. Sometimes we have feelings and we don't express those feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm glad she did, because it allows us to have this conversation. And again, the purpose of having this discussion is not to bash her for feeling like validation from other men will make her feel good about herself.
Right.
The question is, how many of us do feel that way? And do we think that it's okay? Or should we be okay with our spouse telling us and only telling us that we're sexy, we're beautiful, and if we don't get it from anybody else, it'll be okay.
Right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I think that the very good that she was able to, I think she's pretty brave and very confident enough to say that, to tell people that that's an issue for her. I think it takes a strong person to be able to tell the world that, hey, I have these, you know, these places in my life where I don't feel secure in. It brings these insecurities. It made me question who I am as a woman, and am I really beautiful? Am I really, you know, attractive? And she said she's not looking for that, but she actually said that, hey, it would be nice to have it. So I think that one of the biggest things I think that we don't see underneath, I think he was saying something to the nature about that before he left, was that there are some underlying things that may be going on that we don't know. We really don't know what's going on. I believe that there's been some experiences that has brought on those type of feelings that she had. And I think that the only way that she can really, you know, get to a place where she feels confident is that she has to turn back the mirror on herself and begin to really look at who she is and just own that and own her own worth, so that when she does go out in a crowd and she's with her husband or she's not with her husband, she don't need to feel like she needs some validation to feel worthy or to feel good about who she is.
I remember, it's common knowledge, I'm no longer married, I'm divorced, right? Mm-hmm. And while I was married, my ex-wife used to say that I was naive to certain things, attention that other women would give me, specifically in the church. I sort of leaned on her for protection in that area. If I missed something and my wife caught it, I never took it for granted. I was like, okay, she would say something like, you know, so-and-so I think has eyes for you, mm-hmm. right? And even if I missed it, I sort of felt protected in her telling me that. I felt protected, right? Mm-hmm. And let's be perfectly honest. When somebody, especially after you've been married a couple of years, and you've you're not accustomed to getting attention from anybody, when you do get attention, sort of, you know, boosts up your confidence a little bit and makes you think, well, okay, still got it. I can still go to the mall and maybe pull a number or two. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now, but is that necessary to make you feel like you're sexy? And I think that that's a tough thing, because when we get married, right, isn't it a wonderful thing to believe that everything that I need, all the validation, all that would be coming from my spouse, right? Mm-hmm. One of them, I know of a couple where they're no longer married, mm-hmm. where his wife never really thought of herself as pretty, and he would always tell her how beautiful she was, and she just never believed it,
right?
Right. But then later on in their marriage, she started to get attention from other men. And the thing is, she started to like that attention.
She did. Okay.
And it got to the point where she was looking for the attention. She told me one time, he told me one time that she was home and the cable guy came over.
Wow.
And she was in a robe or whatever. And he told me that she told him that the cable guy kept looking at her, and as he was leaving, the cable guy told her that she had a nice porch, meaning that she had a nice butt.
Right.
And she liked it. And he was going to call the cable company and complain, and she was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. It's okay.
He made the comment, and because she responded in a positive way, liking it, he was going to report it.
No, the husband was going to call the cable company. The husband was going to call the cable company to say, talk about the unprofessionality of this guy.
Right.
But she didn't want that to happen. So, but then later on, she just started to dress differently, mm-hmm. from what he was saying. She was going out looking for the attention, eventually cheated on him, and he wound up, you know, separating and eventually getting a divorce. So things like, when you enter a marriage, one of the things that you should talk about is, and even try to assess in the very beginning, is, will the other person that you're marrying look for attention in other places because it becomes dangerous, especially later on in the marriage. Absolutely, Jada, come on in. Let me read some of the comments on Facebook. Shanita says, a woman's intuition is powerful. Absolutely. And I always, when I was married, I always welcomed my ex-wife's jealousy because it protected me. It really did. Jealousy, it, done in a good way. Because she, I will say this, my ex-wife was never like jealous to the point where she was ready to pop off in some woman. She was always extremely respectful and came to me with it so that I was able to, you know, move in a way that would protect our marriage. She I would say that about her. She did do that. Larita says, most men miss it when females see them, find them attractive, or flirts with them, married or single. Yeah, men could definitely miss that. Like, you know, we could definitely miss that. She was in a safe space with women she trusted, albeit with cameras, but I can get what you're saying, Shanita. Absolutely. And then Shanita writes, yes, it is yes, if the cameras were not there, to say that on such a platform was opening up a can of worms. Mm-hmm. That's woman talk. Yeah, so Shanita was saying that maybe it should have been just for private conversation.
I don't think so.
But the thing is, here's my thing though. It could have been for private conversation, but how many women out there
feel the same
that
way? Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it was just like that she brought it out. I think that it really took, you know, allow people to really start looking at themselves, because we all go through it. It doesn't even matter if you were married to an NBA player, NFL player, or whatever. Every woman probably has dealt with this at some place in their time, part, you know, sometime in their life. So I think it's good that the conversation is going, even though it can be a little cool that people are bringing it out in the negative aspect about her. But I think it helps people to really question who they really are and their insecurity.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I like that.
Jada, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
What's up, Jada?
Sorry that I came in so late. But I'm glad I was able to hop on and listen for a few. So in my opinion, think that's necessarily true. I didn't see anything wrong with what she said. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I don't think there's anything wrong with what she said. She didn't say that she needed validation from anyone, or that it's a want of hers. You know, it's something that I think everyone, male or female, I don't think you can get every, it would be nice to say that I could find and I could have everything in one person. You know, I don't think that's realistic though. I think that's a lot of pressure on one person. For someone to say, you know, my spouse is gonna give me all that I ever need and within myself as well, right? I think, again, that's a lot of pressure. When you do the work of self-love, absolutely, you do find validation in yourself, and you don't need anyone to validate you or kind of give you that stamp of approval. I do agree with that. In that aspect, I think when you are out and about, I think, you know, she just had her third child. She's a wife. She's a mother. You know, she's a chef. She has her own career. I think it's nice, though, when you do get compliments from other people, whether it's a male or female. So I think that's what she's saying. And I think for everyone to twist it and make it into something that it really isn't, and making it a bigger deal than it is, in my opinion, I think it's crazy. You know, it's great that it sparked up a great conversation on all different platforms, because I hear so many different people talking about it. At the same time, it's just like, I think she was being transparent, she was being open, she was being raw, she was being honest. And for me, I could appreciate that honesty, because just like Albany just said, you know, how many other women are feeling that? And I think it was you, Dre, like, how many other women feel like that as well? And I think when you start seeking it out, I think that's where the problem comes into play, right? When you start saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not getting enough attention from my spouse within my household, or, you know, I'm not feeling that great. I mean, everyone has their down days. So it's nice, whatever, if you are on a down day, whatever, and someone's coming up to you and saying that you're beautiful, you know, it makes you feel good. It picks you up for 2.5 seconds. And again, yeah. I don't think anything's wrong with that.
Yeah. But do you think, I'm trying not to keep this on Aisha, but talk about the the feeling of receiving validation, regardless if Aisha said that or not, because I think eventually we would have talked about this.
Okay.
Eventually on this platform, we would have talked about this. Right. But let's be honest, Aisha's not an ugly woman.
She's not, she's beautiful. And that's what I was just talking about. I was like, you don't think when she looks in the mirror, she sees that how beautiful she is? Or when she looks at her children, to know that her and her husband produce such beautiful children, I know she has to. I know women tell her she's beautiful all the time, because she is. She's a beautiful woman. She's talented. She's smart. So you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, it's well, no, I'm pretty sure she is ugly to someone, right? But at the end of the day, whatever, as long as she finds herself attractive. But I think it's nice to hear from other people. And aside, outside of her, right, anyone within a marriage or in a relationship that wants every now and then, or would like, I should say, would like to hear compliments from other people, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think when you start looking for it, I think that's when the problem and issues arise.
Yeah. Well, we all know that she's not looking for it.
Exactly. I think she would not.
But she did mention that when she made the comparison, she was making a comparison to how women approached her husband compared to how men approached her. Exactly. So if we look at how women approach her husband, and we sticking to the comparison part, all right, let's just stick to that piece right there. Women approach her husband in a way that they're trying to, they see him as a conquest.
Right.
They want him because of what he has, who he is, the status, right? And I think that's where a lot of people are confused about it. When you're listening to it, you're thinking, okay, she's talking about how women want her husband, but then she goes and says, you know, and it gives me insecurity because I don't have men looking for me that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that she wants it. I'm not saying that she wants it. But making that comparison makes it a little bit confusing for people. So I can see why people think,
well, maybe she just misspoke.
No, absolutely. And I mean, that's what it is.
That tends to happen.
That's what it is. Well. She misspoke.
I don't think where her mind engaging. We got to remember, her mother-in-law was right next to her. So I don't think she was sitting up there saying, like, in a sense of, oh, I want men to be hitting on me and trying to holler at me and stuff like that. But no.
Oh, no, you don't. Not with my, not
exactly,
married to my son.
Exactly. Like, you know,
not married to my son, you don't.
I don't think that was her intention of saying that. I think she probably misspoke when in comparison to. But I think, in my opinion, what I got from it, right, was her just saying, like, just men just kind of letting her know, like, hey, you know, you're beautiful today, or you look nice today. You know, I think those type of compliments could go a long way for someone. When someone, you know, in New York, we, like, if we're walking down, you know, the block, and someone's me mugging, and someone else just tells you, just smile, and it makes you want to smile. You know what I mean? I think little things like that will lift someone's spirit. So I think from that aspect, I think that's how I looked at it.
I like what Jay Craigs, he said it clearly what she said. She said, I don't want it.
Exactly.
But it would be nice to know something.
And that's what I said. Exactly. Right. She did not say that. Exactly. She didn't say that she wanted it. Thank you, Jack. Like, it's very true.
Yeah,
and it's, again, it's nice to hear from people. And I don't think it's wrong. So outside of her, I know you said you were talking about people who are married or in a, you know, like, committed relationship, just seeking validation from outsiders. And I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, I know, like, hubby and I had just had this conversation. We were listening for a while, and I was just asking him, do you think, you know, you could find all of that, whatever way it's coming to, you know, seeking validation in all in one person, in your spouse? And he's like, no. He's like, because seeking validation comes in different forms, right? And as far as, of course, you want someone to be supportive all around the things you do, in your spouse, right? Within your spouse, at the same time, they're not going to give you everything. And just like Shannon had put it just now, like a few minutes ago, the 80-20 rule is so real. Yeah. You're only going to get 80% of what you want and what you need in a relationship. That 20% always looks enticing. It looks so much better because we're not getting it. So I think right then and there, when Aisha Curry was saying that, that's that little 20% that she probably is just feeling like, where it's like that void. It's like, oh, I just want, the way women look at, you know, my husband, I just want, you know, men to kind of just desire me in that aspect. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, Jay. What's going on, Ebony? Jada. Okay. Yeah, I kind of want to chime in on this, and I've kind of had to deal with this similar issue in my life, especially since I'm the kind of person who appreciates and loves to give compliments. And when I give compliments, they're very sincere, they're very genuine. But it has come to my attention a few times that a few of my compliments might be taken the wrong way. And I understand where people are coming from when they say that. But when I say to anyone, it doesn't matter if they're single, married, whatever, if I tell a woman they're sexy, I'm just doing it be the descriptive, you know. I'm not doing it to hit on them, I'm not doing it to demean them, I'm not doing it to make the husband jealous or whatever. I'm just descriptive in my compliment. There's really nothing wrong with somebody telling another person they're sexy, they're handsome, they're beautiful, whatever.
Come out. I'm just saying. When I get married, if a dude is telling my wife she's sexy, he's gonna have a problem. I'm just saying.
Well, so wait, no, what if so real quick then, Dre, what if tells you that, you know, I just wanted to let you know you have a beautiful wife?
That's respectful. Like, I'll receive that. But okay, if they come to me and be like, yo, your wife is sexy. Yo, where she come from? Yo, they got more?
That's where I was getting, Dre, is the context. Context matters.
Yeah.
Yes, context matters.
It does.
If it's descriptive and just left at that, that's fine. Now, if it's demeaning, like Dre just did there, yeah, you got a little problem. But, you know, there's really nothing wrong with, yeah, you're a sexy person.
I know what you mean, though, Tony. I know what you mean.
I just think it can be said in a very different way that can be a little bit more less provocative, a little bit more impactful, and class. I think that a woman probably would get offended if a man said, hey, you're sexy. I think that some women, depending on where they are in their life, I think that they may feel like, hey, that's a little bit too much. But I think if you say, hey, you're beautiful, you know, I think that's a whole nother different way they'll look at. So I like some of the comments. I think Shannon had said something earlier that really I found that needed to be brought out. She said something about what if that was the mirror of her insecurity? Did you see that, Dre?
No, I missed it.
Yeah, Shannon had said when we was talking about her saying that that insecurity that made her feel insecure, she said it would be nice if some people would say that. She said, but I don't want it, but it would be nice. And Shannon was
thinking, Jackie said that too. Right. It would be nice to know that somebody's looking. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think it's really something that we really want to unpack. But I thank you guys so much for coming in and sharing your comments.
Not a problem.
I think you know, we all look for that validation to know that, you know, we're still attractive,
right?
And it feels good. It does feel good to know that somebody else other than our spouse still think that we're good looking. They may not necessarily want to sleep with us and want to get in bed with us, but they can acknowledge that you know, I'm attractive. Not necessarily they may not be attracted to you, but that there's an attraction. You know, you are still attractive in a sense. I think that we have to identify, as far as in a marriage, if somebody should be looking for that. So now we're going to change it from what she said to now what would cause somebody that's married to look for that validation outside of their spouse. All right, so let's talk about that for a little bit, Albany.
Okay.
What do you think about that, as far as what reasons somebody would have, like a husband or a wife would have, to want attention? And let me just say this now, because some people may say, well, you're still coming down on Aisha. This is no longer about Aisha Curry.
Right.
Okay. This is about of people out there, not her, but people out there that want that validation, that's looking for that validation outside of their marriage. Okay. What causes that? And what is it that the person is feeling, or what aren't they getting that would cause them to go outside of the marriage to look for that kind of validation?
I think that the number one thing is acknowledgement. I think it's something that some personal needs that they have in their relationship that they may feel like they are not getting enough, or they're not getting any at all. And I think it's acknowledgement. I think that they want to feel like they're safe, they're secure in their relationship. I feel like there may be a feeling where I don't feel like my husband is totally right, you know. He sees me. I don't know if he's complimenting you. You know, if he's not complimenting you the way you feel like you need, maybe he's not telling you that you're beautiful enough. Maybe you don't feel like he's attracted to you. I think that sometimes when you don't get, oh, you look nice today, or you're so beautiful from your husband, then that would be some of the reasons why some women would feel like, hey, I need, my husband's not telling me, so I need somebody to tell me. But I think that acknowledgement is one of the pieces that is the biggest issue for women.
Marisol says, what would cause that? Lack of attention from the other partner causes lack of confidence.
Right.
And that outside attention will bolster that self-confidence.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. It definitely can bolster that. And I agree. I think not getting it from your spouse will cause you to, I won't say would make you go try to find it from somewhere else. But you know what would happen? If you're not getting it, and then you do get it that one time,
it
becomes, you'll always want it.
Right.
Especially if your spouse is not giving it to you.
Exactly.
Especially if your spouse is not giving it to you. And there's a couple of things that us men have to understand. And I'm speaking from a man's perspective right now. Women have superpowers. They are able to, let me explain. Let me break this down for men who don't completely get it. All right. Before you have sex with your wife, right? Or while you're having sex, before you impregnate them, they probably have like the looks of a Greek goddess who's beautiful and bodies put together. Body parts are sitting right where it's supposed to, right? But then what happens is you inseminate her, the seed and the egg meet up, or the sperm and the egg and the meet up, and it makes the baby, and the baby starts growing inside of a body. By the way, men will never understand this, but women have the ability to house life inside of them, incubate them until they grow, and then bring them into the world. Let me just put that out there. So men, we will never understand that. So for that alone, they deserve respect, honor. It's Mother's Day this week. Give a shout out to your mama. Buy them flowers. I love them somehow. But they are able to expand their bodies to widths that would house and comfort and nurture life. Man, we can't do that. When our bodies expand, it's because we're unhealthy. We're drinking a lot of beers, not because we're housing life, okay? Then sometimes their bodies don't bounce back the way it should. Mind you, after the baby's born, they're still nurturing by breastfeeding. I'm sorry, I think I got like hair. They're breastfeeding. So after they breastfeed, because their boobs expand because it's, you know, holding milk to feed the baby. And then after they stop breastfeeding, it just don't go back the same way. And now they're not feeling attractive anymore. Their breasts aren't sitting the way it used to. Maybe their bottom isn't, you know, like proportioned the way it was, and they got a little bit of flab and some stretch marks, and they may not be feeling attractive. And it's because they were able to expand their bodies to bring your child into this world.
Exactly.
Okay. And if they aren't attracted to you after that, then the man has a problem. The man has the problem. Okay. Let me just, I'm talking to my brothers out there. You are the ones with the problem. Okay. During the pregnancy, you should be lifting up your wife, letting them know how beautiful they are. Not just how they look, but how beautiful they are, how strong they are, because they were able to take your child and bring them into this planet, into this world. Afterwards, they need your encouragement. They need your affirmation. They need to know that you still look at them as the beautiful queen that you married in the first place. Okay? Because women go, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then also when you talk about the beauty, let's talk about the interview. It wasn't the look that should have attracted you from the beginning, not solely the looks, but also the inner beauty from within. So she's still that same person. So just look at who your partner is from the inward to the outward and understand that they're that same person. We have to be gentle with each other throughout our changes because we do change as we get older. We change how we are. So we have to be attracted to the person inside.
And then after all that, you know, a woman may not feel attractive anymore. They may not feel like you even like the way they look, and they start feeling certain ways, right? And you may even not realize it, but maybe the compliments aren't coming as frequent as it used to. And your wife is too ashamed to say that she needs that from you, so she may not say it. She might not say anything to you because she doesn't want to cause a damper in the marriage or make you feel bad for not giving her compliments, or even may think, well, I don't want to be selfish to demand compliments from my husband, so I'm not going to say anything to him because I don't want him to feel like he has to do it. I want him to do it from his own heart. All right. But what could happen is, and I always talk about the, you know, the male guy at the water cooler, he starts giving your wife the attention that she's been craving from you. And she may start to like it. And granted, you may love her, but there's a need that she's not getting right now and that she needs to get. It's up to us as men to make sure that our wives feel like they are beautiful to us, that they are sexy to us, that and this is my personal belief, and I'm going to say it now. Some may disagree. I don't think that anybody should desire or seek affirmation from anybody outside of the marriage. And that's just my thing. If I'm in this with you together, then the only person that I want to be sexy for and to look good for is going to be my wife, right? And vice versa, right? At least that's what I want. If she wants that affirmation from other people, then she can get it from other people. She's just not going to get it from me. She's not going to be my wife. that's just me. If I'm not enough to give it to her, and she's going to want more, then I can't really trust that I am enough for her. She's going to want to go other places for other things. And if that's her prerogative, absolutely, go ahead and do that. But that's just not for me. That's not what would make me feel like we're compatible. And I respect it if that's what you need somewhere else. But we have to understand that in a marriage, it's important that we make each other feel like we love them, we desire them. I heard Pastor Couple one time say that it's also important for us to remain chaseable to our spouse. So there's some things that we can do to make sure that we still stay attractive to our spouses as well.
We talked about the women, you know, how they feel as men, but we want to say that this thing, same thing goes for women to give it back to our partners that they need to feel like, hey, we still find them attractive. We still, you know, they still have it. Like you said earlier, that men want those same things that women want. So likewise, we as women, we have to do the same thing for our spouses as well.
Yeah,
they might not need it exactly the way we need it, but they do have some needs that we need to make sure that we take care of as their wives.
So true. Yeah. Jada?
So, yeah, I was going to say to, you know, off of what you just said, Dre. You're telling me realistically, you feel that let's say you and your ex never had gotten divorced, right? And you guys probably would have been married for now going on 20 plus years. And let's say 40 plus years down the line, right? You're going to tell me that within those 40 years, realistically, like, let's not what your ideal would be. Of course, I think all of us want to have a fairy tale marriage and love life and all that hoopla, mm-hmm. right? At the same time, realistically, you're going to tell me if you were married for 20 plus years and it was within those 20 plus years that you guys were giving each other everything that you want, desire, need, all that within that time frame every single day, that's not realistic. It's nice to want those things, mm-hmm. right? And have certain expectations. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, you're telling me that somebody for 40 years, like, you know, that you've been married to or you've even been in a relationship with, you're going to get all those things from them every single day, all the time that you can, all that you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's nice to say that you know, that's what you expect and that's what you would hope and like for. And to say that if there's someone that's out there, and I think, again, you wouldn't know that until you guys have been married for some time. You wouldn't yeah. know that she's maybe seeking, like, you know, maybe attention or like compliments from other people. It's not until you're no longer giving to her because you guys become comfortable and complacent. And you don't yeah. know that until it's a problem. You don't know that until mm-hmm. you know that.
Yeah. So there's the reality and there's the idea that we strive for, right? Whenever we play a game, we play to win, right?
Absolutely.
Are we going to realistically win every single game? No. But when we play a game, we play it to win. When we enter a marriage, we enter the marriage to win. When we enter a union and a bond and become one with somebody, we enter it with the notion that this person is my match. Where I lack, they pick up. And where they lack, I pick up. We become a perfect puzzle piece where we fill in the gaps and the holes that we have together. And if we don't, we're going to work toward that. So realistically, what has become the norm is that, you know, most married couples aren't getting what they need in the marriage. A lot of times it's because they're not looking to make sure that they get what they have, what they need from each other in the marriage. They would instead go looking outside. The first place we should be looking for in a marriage for the things that we need, affirmation, things like that, should be our spouse.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not disagreeing.
That should be the first thing. So there's, and that's why we're talking about this. If all marriages were perfect, Ebony and I would not be doing this.
Right.
You know, if my marriage was perfect, there would be no reason for me to get divorced and even, yeah. So we're here to talk about things like this. So there is the reality of it. Realistically, couples would definitely go outside their marriage to look for, you know, for those things, for the attention that they desire and they seek from their husband. And ideally, they should be getting
it. Oh, I'm not promoting that.
What's that?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Yeah. Wait. I'm not promoting that. I'm not saying that's what should happen.
Okay.
I'm saying... Yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
Right? I want to get that clear. Yeah. But yeah. I definitely, as far as seeking, you know, and I see Jack had said, you know, within, you know, someone has been married for 40 years, then, you know, certain things should be established. So, again, but all of us are constantly changing and we're growing. So I disagree with my parents have, like, I have my aunts and uncles. They've all been married for 40 plus years. My parents just celebrated their anniversary 2 days ago, right? Like, so I've seen it, right? Again, it has its ups and downs. So people are constantly changing. So you think that certain things are established. That's why the line of communication has to stay open continuously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we all are evolving, we're growing, we're changing each and every day. The person that I was, you know, well, I'm not there yet, but I'm saying if I was a person in my 30s and then a person that's in their 40s, you're not gonna be the same people. I'm not the same person I was last year or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that should say that in itself. So to say somebody that you guys have been married for 40 years and, you know, like things should be established, people are constantly changing. But yeah, just to go back to what you were saying, Dre, no, I'm not absolutely like saying that people who are married should seek validation outside of that because they're not getting it. What I'm saying is that within time, certain things do change. Of course, you want to communicate that. Doesn't mean that person, your spouse, is always going to give you that, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Within time, again, you don't know that until you know that it's an issue or it's a problem that has arisen, that has risen within your relationship or marriage.
Can I say something?
You were going to say something, Albany?
I want to say something to that. I think that that's part of, you know, the process of learning each other. I think that's part of the communication piece. I think that's the part of being aware of what's going on in your marriage. Because there is going to be times when your spouse is not going to tell you everything that you would think they would tell you, especially when there's a problem, when they feel like, hey, I don't feel validated. Sometimes your partner may not even share that with you. Sometimes they may have issues that they're not even sharing with you. But it's up to you as the individual if you want to be the proactive person in that relationship to really pay attention and be very attentive to your relationship, to see the signs and the patterns that are changing in your relationship, so that you can go ahead and be proactive to try to counteract some of the things that are happening. Because it's not, like you said, throughout the entire 40, 20, 30, how many ever years you're going to be married, you're going to see absolutely ups and downs. And that there's going to be times when your partner is not going to be meeting your needs, and there's going to be times when you're not meeting your partner's needs. But there's going to be times where you need to be able to communicate and really be aware and have that conversation, those conversation pieces, to help each other through the journey. Because that's the reason why, like Dre said earlier, we're here. And that's the reason why we're struggling, because we don't get these things. We don't talk about these things. So we want to kind of really help and change the patterns that people are experiencing in their relationships through our experiences, through everybody's experiences that share on the platform. So I really
dig it.
Thank you, Jada, for bringing that out.
Well, I just kind of want to add, I don't think it'd be a thing of seeking validation.
Right.
Because nobody should have to seek validation at all for anything. A single couple or a single person or a married couple or whatever. Validation should come sincerely and genuinely from anybody. And so I would hope that if I would ever get married, I would be the kind of couple, the kind of man in the relationship to where other people in my relationship would say to other people, he's a good husband, or she's a good wife to him, or she's a attractive woman and he's, you know, she's happy, lucky to have a man like him, or just something, you know, like that. And it would come genuinely or sincerely instead of, you know, we're a desperate kind of thing.
Yeah. Guys, so we're now about 3 minutes over the time. I'm going to try to end it now. I'm so sorry. Maybe we'll try to do a part two to this, because it's a lengthy conversation. It's something that we should really talk about.
Right.
All right. But we do have close right now. I have schoolwork to continue. And I should not have stopped my schoolwork, but I had to for this conversation. I had to. Thank you, Jada, for your input.
Not a problem. Have a good night, you guys.
Hey, yeah. So,
good night.
Good night. So we're going to close it out here. Thank you so much, everybody on Facebook, for commenting and joining in on the conversation, and for watching, and everybody on Get Vocal, Kente, Marisol, Ryan, Jackie, Dedrick, Tony, Jada, Steven, Herbie, guest 2439, everybody, man. Thank you guys so much, and let's continue this conversation. Hopefully, I know that Shannon will be doing a show tomorrow where they're going to be talking about this on Get Vocal. So if you guys want to watch that, tune in to Get Vocal tomorrow night. Albany, before we close, let's get your contact information, so if people need to get your services, they can hit you up.
Well, my name is Albany Riggins, and you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Albany Riggins, or you can join me on a one-on-one discussion at bit.ly/reclaimyourmarriage.
All right. And with me, you can hit me up on any of the social media platforms you see right there on Instagram, Twitter. Please go on my YouTube page with me and my sons, youtube.com/realitydadtv, or search Harrison Family Vlogs, so that you can watch the videos we upload every week. We try to do one every week. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. We are going to close it out tonight. Thank you guys. I mean, we really appreciate you guys. You could be doing anything else on a Thursday night, but you decided to be a part of the discussion, be together with us on the Togetherness podcast. We appreciate you guys and everybody that had their had input. Jada, Tony, everybody on Facebook and Get Vocal, we appreciate you guys so much. So until next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, this is the Togetherness podcast. We are out. Peace.